Thanks for downloading this podcast for FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. This is an FC Live replay of FC United versus Camel Laird in the FA Cup from Sunday the 9th of September 2012. Enjoy!
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and of course the Armchair Army. I'm going to... James is currently revising the team sheet. He does this amazing thing where basically he has it nailed on. Even the visitors are nailed down by the time of kick-off completely.
No pressure then.
No pressure. By the way, Brian, I saw that picture on Facebook and you look delightful, may I say. You scrub up really well.
I'd just stopped crying by that time.
I have to say, good afternoon, everyone. Brian, my co-commentator, looks younger every time I see him. He's suntan, he's obviously cycles everywhere. He's got this bright yellow maillot jaune he's wearing. Big cycling fan, of course. Brian, and Tour de Britain coming up.
Yeah, it started today, yep.
Yep.
So, well, what can I say after that? I've had Ben complimenting me, James complimenting me. Good job, Swampy's not here.
I think you could rather return the compliment. I don't know. I mean, that's one option, you know.
My imagination doesn't run to that, James. Sorry.
Thanks for that. It's good. Well, thankfully, the referee is leading out his fellow officials.
I will say you do look better in a police uniform.
Thank you. Okay.
You suit that well.
And yes, FC United and Camel Laird. Camel Laird from the division below, the Eagle Stick Premier North, from which they should have been relegated last season, finished bottom, but because of issues Durham City. Leaving the league, resigning from the league, and Woodley Sports having a ground grading issue meant that they managed to stay on. And they've done okay this season, seventh in the table. And they've got a bit of a goal machine up front, Jamie Henders. I'll just go through the Camel Laird team for anybody who's just joined us, and then Brian can go through the FC team. Number one for Camel Laird, Josh Malloy. Number two, Steve Ferrigan. Three, Che Dysart, who's the captain. Four is Michael Grogan. Five, Kyle Jones. Six, Lee Atherton. Seven, Sean Richards. Eight, Danny O'Brien. Nine, Jamie Henders. That's five goals already this season. Ten, Joe Chibiliaru. 11, Mark Stevens, and the substitutes, 12, Joe Fenney, 14, Aidan Houghton, 15, Freddie Potter, 16, Josh Hughes, 17, Alex Duval, just bringing five subs, even though for this FA Cup tie, they are entitled to have seven.
Right, FC are lining up with John Worsnop in goal, Kyle Jacobs, skipper at right back, Lee Neville, Dave Birch, Adam Jones at centre-half, and Dean Stott, Stephen Johnson, Nicky Platt, Mike Norton, Jerome Wright, and Matty Wolfenden. And the subs are Carlos Rocker, James Spencer, Jake Cottrell, Danny Grimshaw, Chris Amardi, Scott Cheatham and Charlie Anderson. So we've got a full complement of subs.
And I was just having a brief chat with Carl Marginson, the FC coach, just before the game. And Carlos Rocker with a slight problem with his knee, so he's on the bench, rested. James Spencer, our number one keeper, got a bit of a tight groin. And the other change, Lee Neville returns, Jake Cottrell moves to the bench, having played in an unfamiliar left-back role. And it's interesting that there, with Platt being preferred to Cottrell, and Cottrell finding himself on the bench. That's quite a strong bench there.
We were saying before the game that, before we came on air, that Cottrell, if anyone needs a rest, it's Jake, because he covers so much ground.
And this opportunity provided to do that.
I'm looking forward to a good cup game today, because when we played Camel Laird in the past, we've had some cracking open games, plenty of goals, plenty of goal mouth action. So let's hope today's no different.
And FC United will not want to stumble at the first hurdle, as they did against Lancaster City last season. And off we go. Kyle Jacobs plays in infield. Birch plays that to square ball to Adam Jones on the left hand side. And he plays it out to Jerome Wright, who it's been good to see back playing for FC this season after his time with Chester.
And it's got to be said, it's like he's never been away.
That's right, and that's a good thing. Sometimes they say you should never go back, but Jerome Wright making it work so far. Lee Neville on the left hand side now slides it along to Neville. That's half intercepted there by Farrigan, but Wright has it, and a cross, a wild one though.
Saving out for a goal kick.
Generously, you'd say that was aimed for the far post, yeah, but so
it was very unlike Jerome to plant that one over there, as he was a decent crosser. But then again, it's only a minute in, isn't it?
As throw in, in fact, it went so far wide, it's a throw in by the corner flag there to Camel Laird. And comes there, that's Mark Stevens heads it on, and there goes out of play off an FC player for a throw in to Camel Laird about midway inside their own territory, left hand side. Camel Laird, as I say, seventh in their division, below FC lying fourth in the Premier Division at the moment. And this is Dysart, the skipper.
Good touch.
Picked up there by Jamie Henders, plays it back to Dysart, and it's Sean Richards who plays it back there to Kyle Jones, and the keeper clears it. Up goes Henders, but he's out-jumped there by Adam Jones. The ball comes back at FC United, and that's nicely won there by Matthews, and he really put pressure on two players there. FC managed to tidy up the situation, and Worsnip gets his first touch in this kind of turquoise green top with black stripes there upon on the arms. And there's Steve Johnson now, number 7, preferred today to Rocker, but Rocker apparently with some sort of knee injury, and Johnson loses possession there. Jibaluru, who plays it back, and it'll be Michael Grogan now in the back four. Plays a square ball to Che Dysart, back to Grogan, and Grogan will play that across to Steve Farrigan. Still deep inside Camel Laird territory, he'll play it all the way back to Josh Malloy in the goal. Grogan slips but recovers, and he'll play a long ball there, and that was good pressing from FC.
Yep.
Led to Camel Laird losing a bit of patience there, playing a rather wild long ball that's gone for a throw into FC inside FC territory, right hand side. Carl Jacobs with it, Birch in a bit of space here on the halfway line. He'll play a square ball across to Lee Neville. Lee Neville back in the side today after missing the draw last Sunday against Hensford. And Birch now miscues that slightly. It's a long ball out to Jacobs on the right, and Jacobs, Jibaluru in attendance, who play a square ball to Adam Jones. Some patient football from both sides at the start here. Jerome Wright now left hand side tries to slide it through for Norton plays it back there to Platt with a short haircut. And Jacobs now will look for a cross, cross, but Matthews gets his foot in the way. It's a throw in.
Saw the run there from Matty Wolfen, and he was aiming that into him. Somebody got a good foot in.
So Matthews there, Jacobs with a quick throw in for Platt. Platt though loses possession.
Felling.
Jacobs battles there.
Well done, Scotty.
Jacobs on the floor, but the referee actually have the ball, and the referee just...
That's a bit naughty, that.
And in the end, it's played out. Looks as though Jacobs is in a lot of pain here.
Yeah, looks like he's caught one in the ribs. It was a committed tackle from the pair of them. They were neither of them taking any prisoners.
It was indeed, but maybe there was a jab in the ribs there. And certainly was contact of some sort. Jacobs writhing on the ground.
It's very unlike Kyle, that, because he's built like a brick outhouse. It's normally the other lad that comes off with us.
That's right, but the FC physio.
Physio was on to say, get up your big girl's blouse.
And if he says that, he might get a kick in the ribs, I think.
Well, both teams are closing each other down so far. I mean, we're only 4.5 minutes in, but there's a lot of energy.
Indeed.
Both teams are working very hard.
FC United need to win this game today. You have to say that a good cup run always invigorates a club, and obviously with the particular considerations with FC building towards hopefully the new stadium in around about less than 12 months time, hopefully all the finance that can spin from that kind of cup run would be welcome. And it was stymied straight away last season with that 1-0 home defeat to Lancaster City,
whereas the season before we made a good few quid.
Indeed. So the famous win at
I mean, it's not just the money it generates, it's the profile as well.
Yeah, and it's just excitement for fans, isn't it? It's a real special buzz. as Birch now has it right hand side, and Jacobs is still not back on the field. He's still getting some treatment, a spray, but he seems as though he'll be okay to continue. And it's Neville down left hand side, plays a long ball towards Norton, but Rogan deals with that. The ball though breaks for Wolfenden. It's Birch. Birch plays it to Johnson, who's taking this ball across the field to the left-hand side. He's got Neville ahead of him. Checks. Johnson,
he showed good intelligence there, Dave Birch, because as soon as Carr went off, he slotted right in at right back.
So, Birch has it now, right-hand side. Plays it back to Platt. Platt plays it back, also to Stott. And, in fact, well, it looks there may have to be a substitution. Jacobs is limping.
He looked like he'd had a crack on the hip, didn't he, the way the physio was treating him.
Norton, but Norton loses possession. Nobody knows where the ball is. Wright wins it. He'll play this out left, perhaps, to Neville. No, he'll play it through instead. It's meant for Norton, but it'll be cleared now. And Camilleri in this all-yellow strip will bring this away.
I think he caught Norton a bit unawares there, didn't he? Everyone thought he was going left.
And Danny O'Brien's ball goes aimlessly to Worsnett. In goal today, because a little bit of a groin strain for Spencer, not too serious, because Spencer is on the bench should there be any emergencies.
Well, you need to get Worsnop on the game whenever you can, because he's a quality player. There's not many better keepers at this level than him.
Well, of course, he filled in for Spencer, who had that last minute injury before the playoff final, though FC went down 1-0 in the end with that sickening 119th minute goal. Worsnop didn't put a foot wrong.
He didn't.
So Birch, square ball across to Adam Jones, just on the halfway line. Adams will bring this across now.
Good
and
ball.
Pass it for Wright. Wright using a bit of skill and wriggles from three players, plays the ball to Birch. And that's the last. And that was
ball,
Birch,
that
and caught Wolfenden on his heels. And Wolfenden gives away a free kick with a foul on Jibiluru.
Bit of a surprise that, because Birch is usually really, really good in his possession. Very rarely gives the ball away.
And substitution about to be made. Well, is this is it Carlos? No, it's not.
No, it's about a foot too tall for Carlos. Come on. He's going to have to turn around. We've not seen this lad before. 18.
Charlie Anderson.
Charlie Anderson. Son of Viv.
Well, that's not true, by the way.
He's
very tall. We'll essentially see what happens now. He seems to be slotting into a centre back role.
Well, at 6 foot 18, you'd expect it, wouldn't you? He is a big lad.
And so Johnson, who's filling in at right back at the moment. But Stott, I think, will now move to right back.
Yeah, it's looking that
and,
way.
This young lad, Charlie Anderson, will partner Adam Jones in the centre of the FC defence.
My God, he does look young.
What do we know about Charlie Anderson? Well, we made obviously that little pause there.
Worst stato. Come on, Paul.
So it's Neville has it left-hand side. Platt. Platt will play a square ball towards Anderson. Anderson now with his first touch. And, well, he's got a good body language about him. Very slim, very tall. Number 18,
ball.
And that ball's played forward
good
now, and it's a good header there. Caught a header from Steve Ferrigan there, with a quick throw in for FC. And Platt will play this across to Stott, wearing number 6, but now filling the right back role, replacing the injured Kyle Jacobs. Now it's Johnson, plays it in to Stott. Stott with a little step over and a poor ball, didn't really look where he was
blind
passing
ball,
that. It'll be brought forward now, and it's Sean Richards will play it out to Jamie Henders, the number 9. He's drifted out right, but he's tackled well
done,
by
yeah.
Neville. Platt, Birch. Birch with a ball out now to Stott on the right hand side. Takes it over halfway, slides it to Johnson. Johnson for FC United plays it back to Anderson. It's a bit of a dodgy pass there, and Anderson does well there under a bit of pressure. And FC will bring it forward again. Neville, left hand side, plays it for right, but they lose possession there. And Matthews now has it for Camilleri. Grogan. This is brought forward there to Lee Atherton. Lee Atherton will play it back to Grogan. And good pressing from Norton means it has to go all the way back to Josh Malloy in the Camilleri goal.
Oh, 10 Long minutes clearance. In now, and to say that chances at a premium would be an understatement. There's not been one for either side.
Well, that was a nice idea, but.
Jerome's judged offside.
I've got it. I've nailed it. Right, Charlie Anderson born in 1994, he's 22 years of age. He played for Sheffield United under-18s, then Aston United and Flixton, and he is indeed the son of former Manchester United England defender Viv Anderson.
Well,
that's it.
There you go.
So there you go. So it's all a family affair.
He's a very young 22, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. But and over it comes.
I remember his dad being here as the FA rep of one of our cup games. Yeah. Nice sport.
Yes, he, I remember speaking to him. It says, as maybe the Barrow game. Anyway, it's played forward.
That's right, it was a Barrow game, yeah.
And so,
you know, with his pedigree, he should actually be at right back berating the linesman like his dad used to do.
But centre back appearing his preferred position, and now it's being brought forward by Platt over halfway.
Run with it, Nicky.
Nicky Platt there surveying his options, takes his time, plays it out to Stott on the right hand side. First time ball from Norton,
Mike.
And the pressure from Grogan.
Good foot.
And that's really well done by Grogan. Very well timed tackle there. But the ball comes back out to Birch. Birch about 25 yards out. We'll play this to Johnson, right hand side. Johnson though loses possession.
Steve.
Matthews has it now, the Camelaird number 11. Johnson recovers, concedes a throw in, and it's a throw in to Camelaird. About 10 yards from their own corner flag, left hand side.
The ball teams keep working this hard. It's really going to open up second half because it's a very warm day. And they're working the tripes off.
Cleared by Grogan. Adam Jones there with a feather header down to Neville, left hand side, back to Worsnop. Somehow to Anderson. Anderson now under a bit of pressure. And
was it the best ball in. That? Well, it's no good telling him he should have had it back now, he should have told him at the time.
So it was Jamie Enders with the tackle there, and this. Man who's got a hat-trick on the first day of the season for Camelaird. He'll be he'll be aware that a young lad has just come on the field and
he's immediately gone to that side of the pitch, hasn't he? He was trying to split the two before.
And a bit of a ball issue here. The ball has disappeared into the empty stand close to us, but a replacement has been found and the ball is back in play. Charlie Anderson to Stott. Stop with a square ball across the 18-yard box to Jones, and Jones will play this out to Neville. Jones, Stott would like it outside. He's in a lot of space. Jones though plays a short ball to Birch, back to Adam Jones, and Charlie Anderson now plays a nice ball forward there to Jerome Wright, who'd moved centre field. Plays it to Birch. He's under a bit of pressure and wins a throw in off Jamie Henders, who berates some of his colleagues for not pressing further up the pitch.
I wish they would press further up the pitch because they're basically playing with a back eight at the moment. And it's very unlike Camelaird.
As Stott brings it forward now over halfway. Plays it to... that's Wolfenden. Plays it back out to...
Ron Stottie.
Stott now there.
Stott lad.
A good tackle by Dysart, the skipper of Camelaird.
See, they've made liars of me, Lairds, haven't they? We always have an open game with them.
Well, you never know, it could be under new management.
Aye, could be.
And anyway, it's a cup tie, and maybe the idea is to play a bit of rope-a-dope. And
yeah, get us back there for a replay.
Or even catch us on the break. So, here comes Jerome Wright with a long throw into the 18-yard
box.
Jones with a slight head of the ball, bounces around. It's Matthews who'll clear it. Only as far as Birch, he'll half volley it back towards the Camelaird goal, and they don't quite deal with that. The ball bouncing around now. It's finally been cleared there by Danny O'Brien and Neville now. Well, he's been forced back towards his own goal, and he'll play it to Worsnop. Worsnop straight back out to Charlie Anderson. Those who've just joined us, I see have lost the skipper, Kyle Jacobs, with an injury after a heavy tackle. Limped off, and Charlie Anderson, the young centre-back, son of Viv Anderson, has replaced him. He's moved centre-back, and Stott now is in the right-back position. Anderson chips it out, and that's a bit too hard, and he's put the ball out of play there. A bit casual there from the youngster.
Nigel's not impressed. He's not making allowances for him being a bit of a kid.
Yeah, well, that was, in a way, you'd say, make sure you find a red shirt in your own half. Not try and play cultured long balls, which end up in the dugout.
That's it, it's not
chip forward.
It's not cultured if it finishes there, is it?
Well, worse not there. So I beg your pardon. Wolfenden loses possession. Surnames begin with W. That's where the connection ends. Sorry about that.
You're in a hole, James. Stop digging.
Apologies to both families. Nick Flapp plays it forward. As Birch has it now for FC United. Stopped, right hand side, now halfway line. Plays it for Norton.
A rare touch for Norton.
Norton there.
That's
with
a good ball.
Johnson McCareless there.
Yeah.
Because that was a nice Norton on the turn, chipped it forward for him. And Johnson had just started his run too soon there.
And right under the linesman's goals.
So still 0-0. We've played 16 minutes here at Gig Lane. FA Cup first qualifying round. Camelaird have already played in the preliminary round. They've won away. And here they are away with FC United. And it's Birch who's G'ing his side up there. Applaud you may hear in the background was from him. And FC United seem to move up a gear here. Malloy with the free kick. Johnson wrestling away there with Djibouli. And played out. This could be a corner. Platt tries to keep it in play. Good pressure from Sean Richards there. The ball ends up being a throw in to FC United by the corner.
That was pretty cool from Platt there on the 6-yard line. But what we've not got to do here is get frustrated at being unable to make a breakthrough and throw a daft goal away. As it can happen. And it
Kyle Jones chips it forward. Jones! Ooh. Adam Jones almost headed back over his own goalkeeper, but worse not was alert. Collects and throws it out to stop the right. Trips
tricky.
Over the ball, loses possession. Djibouli plays it. Well, that's a bit unlucky for Camel Laird. Stott lost his footing. Matthews sort of made contact with him unintentionally, yeah. And the referee deeming that to be a free kick to FC United.
He kind of stumbled into the foul there, Stott.
Absolutely.
The pitch is a bit lush.
Well, got freshened up by those showers just earlier this afternoon, and Adam Jones now plays it forward. He's on the left hand side. Back to Birch. Birch back to Charlie Anderson, who's starting off most moves at the moment from the back.
Good ball.
And Stott now, right hand side. Midway's that's a good that's ball
there,
but Johnson.
Ooh, go
Grogan,
on, Steve.
Owen Grogan did well, but Johnson fights back, wins the ball back. He's under pressure here, and it's a throw in to FC. Just about a few yards from the Camelaird corner flag, left hand side.
Well, Grogan was a bit fortunate there. He dived in, didn't quite know where the ball was, and sort of won it by accident.
That's right, and then lost possession again. And now Jones is down. Well, injuries sometimes become infectious. Thing is, FC losing another defender in this game. Carl Jacobs, Carlos Roca sent out to warm up. Seemed the ideal potential replacement for Adam Jones, but now more players now loosening up.
Carlos is probably a bit more versatile than you've been credit.
Well, he's a very, very good footballer.
I have seen him head the ball.
Yep,
I don't think he did it on purpose.
Well, yes, it's Adam Jones, the FC number 5, getting some treatment. And, well, FC already used up one of their subs. FC United, decent start in the league, good hard ground out 1-0 win at Whitby in midweek, so FC back in fourth. Marine now leading the pack, and quite bunched up there, the top six clubs. But it's good that FC have got some points on the board this season after some of the starts we've had in recent where we end up playing catch up.
Yep.
And if FC can be in the playoff places come turn of the year, then the way they've been coming on strong last couple of seasons, you'd expect a lot.
Well, we're temporarily down to 10 then because Jones has gone off for a bit more treatment.
A throw into FC. Stott plays it back to Platt. Played it very speculatively, lost possession. Anderson plays it nicely. Half volley, Stott plays it back to, and that was Birch who was
a great ball
there. And Johnson again, Johnson thought he timed his run a bit better that time, but just offside in the.
Birch's ball wasn't accidental there, was it? That was spot on.
Very good. That was Chris Thompson there, the young official with the yellow flag, or the red flag, I beg your pardon. So, Josh Malloy, the camel-laired goalkeeper, with Adam Jones still having some treatment here, still being assessed. Stott heads it.
Well up. Well played.
So, Norton loses possession, and it's Lee Atherton now plays it forward. Plays it forward to Richards, and that ball's cleared. And it is a throw-in, play that came off a FC player, and it's in front of the camel dugout, just inside FC territory. They will have a throw-in, and Adam Jones is back on. FC back to a full complement. There's Jibaluru. And, well, there's a bad pass which led to Sean Richards fouling Norton. Norton straight to his feet.
Well, that made him smart, though, that.
So, Johnson right-hand side. Oh, it was a really lazy ball.
Oh,
and
sloppy,
Henderson
will
lose possession. And here comes Jamie Henders with a chance here in the box. He plays it.
Good effort.
Was
good
up, stand
John.
Strong.
Well done, John.
Bravely under the feet of Henders, who now lies injured, does he? The ball's played out there.
Go on, Mike.
And Michael Norton against three camel defenders with that long clearance. But Henders still on the floor there.
I think you could classify his clearance as a pass there. He knew what he was doing there, well, it's not. He knew what he was doing when he cleaned the centre forward out as well, didn't he?
So, more treatment this time. Well, Henders is getting gingerly to his feet. He's limping. Pink boots.
Deserves to be injured there.
For number nine. Pink boots. Even Ronaldo.
That was impressive goalkeeping there from Worsnop. He made a superb block and then he said, I'm having that follow up.
Yeah, there was a lazy ball which put everybody under pressure, including Charlie Anderson. Good alertness from Henders. He was limping very heavily here. I don't know whether the.
He's a striker, James. They just do it for effect, don't they?
All those boots.
Rise and
I have to admit, the first time I've noticed those boots, they really are a garish affair.
They're an atrocity.
Sort of pink orange with a loud blue stripe on them. And they don't look too closely for too long, it may affect your vision. Malloy clears.
Yeah, the right boots for radio.
Jones, Jones plays it to Neville. It's cleared by Worsnop.
Good ball.
Headed on by Johnson. That's
put it under
intended for. Oh, and
good football.
Now FC have it.
Go on, John.
Johnson. Johnson checks his run though. Now Birch. Birch plays out to back to Johnson, right hand side, back to Anderson. Anderson, nice ball through to Norton. Norton will play this out, and now it'll be Johnson. Johnson back to Charlie Anderson. Anderson square ball to Adam Jones. Adam Jones across halfway, left hand side, plays
that's
it
a good
for
ball.
That's Wolfenden. Wolfenden left hand side of the 18 yard box and
corner.
It's Lee Atherton who's forced to concede the corner, and FC now
first corner of the match.
First corner match and apply a bit of pressure, but it's taken quickly to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now into the box,
rising
for Jones,
well,
gets the head on it.
Oh, good effort.
But, not in quite enough pace on it, and Josh Malloy outstretched arms there above his head, saving fairly comfortably. Now, Atherton plays it forward. Richards. And John, good work there from Jerome Wright.
Good work again from Jerome Wright. Yeah.
Pressurising Atherton.
Well done.
And he almost wins the ball there. The ball's still in possession of FC as Neville will play a square ball across to Stott. Just 10 yards inside Camelad. Territory. Stott loses possession.
Stotty.
Careless. And that's few forward now and
offside.
Well, it was very close. It was offside, I have to say. Looked pretty level with Henderson to me, the Jamie Henderson. Henders, but. FC have it, and it's Neville, left-hand side, plays it back to Adam Jones. Jones will play this forward to Birch now, centre circle. Stott has some space here on the right-hand side.
Good ball,
straight to Johnson. This is good work from FC. Johnson, can he get it across? It's too powerful there from Johnson. Yeah. A very nice move there for nice passes, sharp passes, but Johnson just overcooking that cross. And
if you belt one in like that, it's got to be floor level, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's all. Well, somebody's really got to be gambling. In a big way.
You wouldn't want to be heading such a cross, would you?
But that was probably FC's brightest move of the match, following the corner there. Just a chance for them to get a bit of a momentum now, the home side. It's 25 and a half minutes gone here at Gig Lane. FC United 0, Camel Laird 0. FA Cup, first qualifying round. There are four of these before the first round proper. So yeah, Neville, left-hand side. Lee Neville plays it back to Worsnop. Stock plays it to Anderson. He's under a bit of pressure, Anderson, but calmly gets it out to Stock. Some decent pressing by Camel Laird, and Anderson plays the ball. That was intended for Wright, but doesn't get there, and Camel Laird have it on the halfway line. That's a nice work from Steve Ferrigan, but eventually fouled by Nicky Platt. And
that ball that Anderson tried then, it didn't come off. Well, that's the kind of thing we need to be doing. We want to open these up.
And the interesting thing about Anderson, he keeps the ball on the ground. He'll look for the right ball, and sometimes quite a long ball, but he doesn't look like he's somebody who likes to hoof the ball.
He's clearly a footballer in centre-half. Sometimes a liability.
We'll see. So, Atherton.
Should be the keeper, is that? Well done, John.
Comfortable for John Worsnipple.
That's a good throw as well.
Johnson, but good alertness from Grogan.
Well seen, lad.
Puts it out for a big Kyle Jones, I do beg your pardon.
And he's come from right back.
So, Dean Stott.
Ball.
A square ball to Platt. It's approaching halfway now, Platt. And he swaps with Birch. Birch now has it. Neville is in an advanced position, but Jones has this now. Plays it forward nicely to Wolfenden. A little bit of space here. Jerome Wright. Nice work from Jerome Wright.
Can
Neville get this across?
Oh, what a beauty!
He can score!
What a beauty!
Can he get it across? Beautiful work from FC. Really good work from Jerome Wright. Nice skill in a... surrounded by Camel Laird players, slipped it through deftly to Lee Neville, back from missing the last couple of games, and it's a really good finish there, and FC United take the lead.
Yeah, well, that was a finish that any striker had been proud of, wasn't it? Absolutely drilled into the roof of the net.
Yes, I don't know whether from a Camel Laird point of view, it went in at the near post, whether they might be a little bit disappointed with their keeper. But it was powerfully struck.
I find that bit of an irritation, you know, every time they get beaten on the near post. Oh, it shouldn't be beaten on the near post. You can't cover all your goal, can you?
That's true. But it was a very quick move, very incisive, and that would have caught them out. But that's a good long ball, and Enders was just offside and kicks the ball petulantly against the advertising hoardings. But then brings it back very sportingly. Anderson with a quick free kick. Stott.
Now then, it'll be interesting to see what changes, if any, Laird's made, because they're still playing with a back five, and it's not a back five with two, you know, wing backs. You've got three centre backs and two full backs here. Now they're going to go behind.
We'll have to have a bit of a rethink, you would imagine.
Good head, Stott.
Oh, and Stott, a bit of a clumsy challenge from Matthews, Stevens, I beg your pardon, Mark Stevens.
It was enthusiastic. No blood spilt.
Played forward. Jerome Wright.
Oh, lucky Jerome.
Jerome Wright. Oh, beautifully done. Ooh, and eventually numbers are doing for him there as Stevens plays this forward.
And my God, they have got numbers, haven't they, when we cross the halfway line.
Quick free kick this time. Sean Richards plays it forward. It meant for Enders, but Charlie Anderson cuts it out. Played forward too strongly there. By Birch, who holds his hands up, says Norton, says, where were you? Where was the run?
And I think the lineman was poised.
Yeah, with his flag. So, what else would he be poised with? And ball for Henders there, Charlie Anderson. And that's a careless header from Birch, unusually. And they lose possession in hard there. Well, that was a bit wild. I think he was going for the ball. The referee has stopped play. He's going for the ball there, I think, Henders, but it was a wild swing of his foot.
All stemmed from a sloppy header from Dave Birch, then.
Yeah, which was unusual.
Very
often see Birch giving the ball away.
So it's a free kick to Laird, is it?
It's free kick to FC for sure. Henders went pretty wild there. Just a slight sense of frustration in the body language of Henders.
Good.
And off we go. Neville, left hand side, chips it forward.
My good God.
Chips it a long way forward there for the invisible centre forward, and Laird's will bring it forward. Good pressing now from FC. Grogan chips this forward for Laird's. Jubiluru. And that's played back to Danny O'Brien.
Well,
O'Brien will chip it for Jubiluru. There will chip a nice speculative ball, which Jones, Adam Jones, is alert to. And FC have the ball.
I think it was a bit late on Jones again then.
Jones got straight up and stopped.
Good run there, Johnson.
The ball, and now Birch on the halfway line. And he's got Platt in space, but he elects not to go that way. And
should have found him.
And
a
gives
ball
it to Stott, he gives the ball away. Danny O'Brien, square ball. O'Brien now under a bit of pressure, plays it back to Kyle Jones, and Malloy will clear this. Adam Jones under a bit of pressure from Enders.
Offside again.
Well, that's a bit slightly puzzling. I can't quite see how Enders was offside. Then he's remonstrating. Yeah,
I think he's come back from an offside position. Perhaps. To challenge for that.
Okay. Anderson plays this forward to Platt. Anderson again.
He's a bit too brave with his passing.
But he certainly doesn't. He doesn't look at all phased.
No.
Suddenly appeared and he. Looks like a footballer.
Oh, good ball that.
Platt. Ooh. That was our first time ball that didn't quite get through to Norton. Anderson with a header. On the right hand side, it's Stott. He brings us across. Plays it to Jerome Wright, who's dropped deeper than normal. Halfway line, centre circle. And now the ball out to Adam Jones. Neville, though, who's going quite far.
Good football,
forward.
Reds.
Jerome Wright there. Right. Back to Neville. FC keeping possession. And now it's Birch in the centre circle. He's got Stott in space on the right hand side. Stott has it now.
That's
first
a great
time
ball,
cross.
Stotty.
And that's coming for Wolfenden. Keeper goes for it. It's come to right.
Yes!
Score. Well,
well injured all. The centre half completely cleaned him out then, didn't he?
It's quite interesting. The referee, in some of those situations, basically what happened was it Wolfenden? Was it?
It was
Wolfenden
who
went up for
Dean
there.
Stott, Dean floated in a perfect ball. Right. It was attacked by, I think, Matty Wolfenden, that you're right, but also the centre half completely wiped the keeper out.
Yeah, so, and Malloy, I think Malloy, who's on his feet, that's the skipper, sorry, the keeper of Camelad protesting, but centre back, just check it, maybe it's Kyle Jones, but we'll ascertain that for you. I think it is. Jones, Grogan's on his feet.
I think Jerome Wright scored with his right foot for the first time in his adult life.
But there was a sense of a collision between the scorer for FC and the keeper, which there's just been a discussion between Josh Malloy, the Laird's keeper, and the referee, Mr. Hodgkinson. Hodgkinson, possibly to whether he may have been explaining to Malloy why he didn't see it as a foul. Often when there is any contact on a keeper, a free kick is given, even if there's no real intent.
Even if it's your own player, like it was that time.
So, but the referee seeing nothing wrong there, and FC now have a 2-0 lead. That goal by Jerome Wright, nice cool finish, the ball rebounded, he had time, took time, and just took a touch and slammed the ball left-footed into the net. So, FC United have a cushion, a two-goal cushion, and we'll have to see now what Lairds have got. They're a division below FC, and they're losing by 2-0. And a chance now, you would think, for FC to get the foot on the neck here and tie this one up.
Kyle Jones is back on his feet now, just went for a little bit of bit of a walk, try and get his breath back.
I tell you something, there's going to be some added time in this first half. There's been three or four reasonably lengthy visits by the physios. Carl Jacobs was injured early on. He had to leave the field, replaced by Charlie Anderson. And with it's coming up to 35 minutes gone here, 10 minutes of the first half remaining, FC United lead by 2-0 in this first qualifying round of the FA Cup game against Camel Laird. Grogan chips it forward to Jubiluru, and Henders again didn't quite slip the trap. That was nicely played.
It was a couple of yards there, wasn't he?
It's a risky game that FC are playing, but they did it effectively then. And considering they've got a...
I don't think we are actually playing the offside trap. I think he's just...
Mistiming
his runs, yeah.
Oh, well. Looks to me like we're playing the offside
well,
trap.
Well, I mean, we're...
Johnson.
We're playing with a line, obviously, but we don't normally play the offside trap.
Platt plays it nicely, left-hand side. This comes back now to... Johnson, who played out to Stott, bit of space here.
Good
ball.
Was
chipped forward.
Oh,
this is Norton Shaw,
lucky.
And it bounced. It was a great ball through from Birch.
The flag's up anyway.
Flag was up anyway.
A terrific ball.
And
that
it was
from Birch.
It just bounced awkwardly for Norton around his thigh area, and it was difficult for him to finish it off. But in any event,
completely exposed a centre back. That's the kind of ball that you want the centre back swiping at, and screaming in the top corner.
That's right. And psychologically, this is a strong moment in the game for FC. You just feel that Camel Laird, their head's a bit shell-shocked by those two goals in reasonably quick succession, and it may be the time to kill the game off.
Good
Adam
edge,
Jones. Yeah. Ball comes to Norton, who heads it neatly there for Wolford. Oh, nice
Jerome.
Ball. Look at Jerome Wright here. Jerome Wright surrounded. Oh, he still won the ball over left foot.
Oh,
saved by Malloy.
Good
and it was a good first reaction from Shay Dysart, the Camel Laird skipper. Puts it out for a corner. Good save by Malloy, but couldn't hang on to it. And it was fortunate for Camel Laird that Dysart was the first to react. And it's a corner to FC right hand side. It'll be an in swinger from Jerome Wright, FC United's goal scorer of the second goal. And it comes.
Good
nicely
corner.
Done, and misses
should have done better with that.
And well, there were so many red shirts jumping for in front of him when it came through to Anderson. It just caught him out really and hit him on
no,
the left shoulder.
He should never have reached him.
Yeah, but
no. Nicky Platt should have been putting that away. It was a superb corner, and they just didn't jump for it, did they, lads? Well done,
Charlie Anderson takes it nicely from the goalkeeper's clearance. Birch. Jerome Wright, heavy touch there, and that's good work. Well, a free kick given there in favour of Chase Izard. Didn't really seem to be fouled, but in the opinion of the referee, he was. And it's a free kick to Camel Laird, which Izard himself will take. It's about 5 yards inside FC territory. Left hand side is Laird's attack. Here it comes. Towards a far part of the 18 yard box. Laird's have it. It's crossed in.
Good ball.
Nice left handed cross. And Grogan with the header. But did well to get on the ball, but couldn't really direct it. And the ball went straight into the arms of John Worsnop.
Anderson did enough then. Was tight enough on him to stop him getting any power or direction on the header.
So Anderson now has it on the edge of the 18 yard box for FC. Plays it out to Stott. Anderson. Anderson will play this forward now to Platt, who will play a square ball out to Adam Jones, left hand side. And it's Johnson who comes back to collect. Johnson now on the left wing at the moment, wearing the number 7 shirt today. Anderson will spread this to Stott of Legwood. First time ball to Birch. Birch will take it square to Platt. Platt
that's
will play that
ball.
And never lose deemed to be offside. So FC just playing with a bit more assuredness now, not surprisingly, with his 2 goal lead.
Obviously they've got to open up a bit now, Lairs. They've already gone to a back 4 from a back 5. The midfield's got to start pressing forward, and they've got this number 10 to move up alongside the striker,
the
Henders, because he's been completely solo up there, hasn't he?
Well, he's their top scorer. Laird's unbeaten away this season. That may be about to change, but early days yet. Oh, and
that was
Grogan with the header back to his keeper, which was very casual. And
he had no idea that Wright
almost
was there,
bounced.
He?
Almost. Atherton now
well
with
in there, Jerome.
Jerome Wright pressurising him, and Atherton coolly back to his keeper, who's under a bit of pressure from Norton.
Ball
has to clear to clear out of play for a throw in to FC United. Anderson to Stott. Stott right hand side, about 10 yards inside the FC half, and it's Birch now playing it back to Anderson. Anderson threads it through to Wolfenden. Wolfenden Birch with a chipped ball for the linesman, actually. Goes out for a throw-in.
I'll tell you what's obvious to me. This lad's trained a lot with the first team because they've got absolutely no fear of giving him the ball. He's seen a hell of a lot of the ball since he came on, and he looks very comfortable in possession.
Throw through there, it was stopped.
Well played, Stotty.
Anderson. Anderson with a square ball to Lee Neville. Lee Neville will chip it forward. That was important from Carl Jones to intercept there. Blairs will bring it forward. It's chipped forward to Danny O'Brien. Worse not. Plays Adam Jones. Jones plays it forward. Birch, a couple of minds there.
Tied himself in knots there, didn't he?
Worsnop, Charlie Anderson back to Worsnop. And Adam Jones, left hand side. Still a deep inside FC territory. Worsnop with two Camelot players pressing. Out to Anderson. Anderson will bring it forward now. And a short ball to Birch. Birch to Stott. Back to Anderson. Triangles here for FC. Anderson, another nice ball along the ground.
Oh, unlucky
throw. Right, almost threaded that through. And now it's a throw into right. He'll try and take this first time. And this will be cleared. Dysart's clearance. Now here's Henders.
Well up. Henders. Unlucky Scotty.
Mark Stevens. And it was Michael Grogan. Played all the way back to Malloy in the Camelaird goal.
Ooh, that's
and that's a bad
ball,
clearance, and now it's Wolfenden. He can't decide what to do here, but he's over the 18-yard line.
Wolfie.
Now he'll chip this across. Here comes Johnson, heads it back to Norton to finish.
Yes!
It's 3-0.
Well played, Reds.
And it is a goal, isn't it? Yes, it is. Didn't see a clear signal from the referee.
It was
but,
very sloppy from the keeper. A terrible kick out. And Wolfie did so well there.
Yes, he did. He took his time there, Wolfenden, and then got it out to Johnson, who chipped over to Norton. It was in space, and Norton finishes. And FC United now with a 3-0 lead with under 3 minutes to go in this first half. And
Paul's just showed me the stats, and we've completed 240 passes. They've completed 71.
Well, that's and that just shows you we've talked often from this commentary position about the importance of FC keeping the ball. Not always
very good possession.
And now Laird's, well, their heads will be down. There's no Dysart. Plays it for Atherton, who's dropped into the back four now. Atherton chips it forward. Jones. And ball being played forward there. It's going all the way through to Worsnop. You wouldn't wonder whether Camelaird's players' heads are in the right position, as it were. Because FC totally in the ascendancy now as we approach half time, less than 2 minutes to go. There will be some stoppage time because of the various visits from the physios. But FC with a 3-0 lead. First qualifying round of the FA Cup. Worsnop with a clearance. Right there, out jumped. But FC will have it, and Birch again marshalling that midfield, plays it out to Stott. Stott will thread it through Norton, can't quite control it. Stott gets it back though, plays it to Birch. Plays it back out to Stott, halfway line, right hand side. Here's Birch again. Birch plays it forward to Johnson. Despite the pressing of Camelaird, FC retaining possession. Jones now. Adam Jones plays it forward to Johnson, plays it back to Jones. Birch now in the centre circle, brings it over halfway, chips it forward.
That's a great ball.
Great ball
go
for
on,
right
on.
Now. Chips it forward. Tries to be a bit fancy there and play it on the half volley over the keeper's head, but too much on it and the ball
goes
down for a goal.
Superb ball there
kick.
From Birch again.
Yeah. And you can't underestimate the opportunity FC seem to have here to rub salt in the wound here. They really are on top. FC United 3, Camelaird 0.
Go on, Steve.
Johnson there pressurising Kyle Jones
Johnson.
And throw in to Camelaird. Just 2 minutes of added time. Well, that's extraordinary. That really is.
It is.
The Kyle Jacobs stoppage alone was over 2 minutes, and there've been other.
There was 3 minutes when the lad cleaned the keeper.
That's extraordinary. Out. Maybe the referee just wants to get his cup of tea.
Yep, looks that way.
Maybe he thinks, well, it's not much of a contest anyway. But which, of course, it's too early to make that sort of judgment. But 2 minutes. And Anderson almost loses it.
That was a slack header from Adam Jones out there that put him under
the last thing FC want to do is to concede a silly goal just before half time and then give Camel Laird a bit of hope.
Give him note. Let you run, Mike.
Here we go. Birch. Birch square ball to Platt.
Norton's got space here. He's lost the centre back. They're wondering where he is.
They're all
marking
Jones.
Space here.
Oh, nicely done, actually. Bring it forward. Platt there.
Oh,
was intended for Johnson, but Johnson's already on his way. Neville pressurising Steve Ferrigan. It's a throw into Laird. Just around the halfway line, right-hand side. Referee ordering him to take it about a yard further back. So, FC... pressurising and the ball goes out for another throw into Camel Laird. Front of the dugouts. Steve Ferrigan looking for options here in the dying embers of this first half. And it's played forward and
what a ball!
Stayed onside. It's him against four players. Can he bring it in and set the seal on this?
Oh, good save
by Malloy. And the ball is cleared. And now Anderson, FC can get this forward. Forward again, there's a bit of space. Birch slightly ponderous there, plays it back to Platt. Platt plays it through, tries to, it's intercepted, played back to Stott. The referee will blow his whistle. And FC.
You could tell how far Norton was in front of him there. He had to shoot, didn't he? There was no red shirt within 25 yards. He was that quick.
Those four yellow shirts in pursuit. He tried one, Malloy got in the way of it. And, well, FC United have very strong, second period of the first half. They lead by 3-0. And Lee Neville started off the scoring. Jerome Wright with the second, Norton with the third. And FC in total control here at halfway stage in this first qualifying round of the FA Cup tie between FC United and Camel Laird. We'll leave you this half time. You over to our producer for the half-time period, and it's FC United 3, Camel Laird 0.
FC UM Radio, FC Music United.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and I'm now joined by Stato Paul. But before that, just to give you an update on how the FC United women's team are getting on in their pursuit of promotion this season, in their second ever league game, this time away to Middleton Athletic, in a game which joint manager Lee Sutton last week described as the big indication of how they're going to do this season. And how do you think they're getting on, Paul? Latest score? How do you think they're getting on?
3-0?
No, 5-0.
Oh, well.
5-0 up in their
sounds
game.
Sounds impressive, doesn't it?
They do sound very impressive.
I have seen them play in a warm-up game, and they did look very good. They're very high standard of football, so
yeah.
You would be surprised how good they are.
I mean, we're considering, just considering at the moment, because it is a field in Moston, so it depends on the weather.
The women, it's a more physical game than you'd imagine as well.
We are considering covering the City match in November.
Yeah.
We're considering it anyway.
Yeah.
So, half-time here in the other game, because involving FC United, and it's currently FC United Manchester 3, Camel Laird 0 in this first round qualifying the FA Cup, and pretty much plain sailing.
Yeah, we lost Carl Jacobs after 9 minutes, and Charlie Anderson hasn't really been tested. It's been a fairly cushy baptism for him, this.
Yes.
Nobody's run at him with a ball. He's not really had crosses to deal with.
There was one good save that he did where I was very impressed, where Pinky Boots for Camel Laird got his legs taken from under him. As worse not just went, I'm having that, following a superb save by him.
Yeah, that was the only one moment really when he was really pushed. But it's been pretty much a stroll for the back four. They've knocked it around themselves, and they've not been pressed. They've had a five-man back four, Camel Laird. They've obviously come to try and hold out for a while. It lasted 28 minutes, and then we got the first goal. You know, maybe a bit of fortune about the first goal, but that opened the floodgates.
Do you want to walk us through that first goal? Because I was texting our correspondent for this club, Michael.
Wolfenden scored it from, I think from memory, it was a cross that was competed for, and the ball broke loose, and Wolfenden put the rebound in. And then the second goal, 2 or 3 minutes after that, from Lee Neville, that was the controversial goal, I think, from Jerome Wright.
Where the keeper went up for the ball and was under it.
There was a three-way collision between, I think it was Norton, the keeper, and the defender. And the two Camel Laird players were left injured on the ground, but the referee didn't stop the game. He deemed it a fair challenge by all three.
I think it was a fair challenge.
And the ball broke for Jerome, who hammered it into the empty goal. Obviously they weren't too pleased about it, but the referee saw nothing wrong.
To be honest, it's pretty comfortable, isn't it, at the moment, would you say?
Yeah.
Or is that giving too much disservice to Camel Laird?
Yeah, they've not really troubled us at all, have they? And the completed passes count is 275 against 82.
Right.
I mean, that tells you that we've kept the ball for long, long periods, and they've not really done anything with it apart from kick it long and give us it back. So whatever their game plan was has gone completely out the window.
For a long time we've been saying on the substitutes bench, Charlie Anderson, on the substitutes bench, Charlie Anderson, on the substitutes bench, Charlie Anderson.
Well,
and today he's on the pitch.
Well, Jacobs looked like a hip problem or something like that, which could be serious. It might not just be a week, it might be longer. So we've got to look carefully now about how do we fill our back four.
I mean, the
Stops filled in at right back now.
The obvious side of it is Carl Munro, the elephant in the room.
Munro's got the experience, but he's maybe not got the match fitness.
That's the problem we've got in Carl Munro. We basically said, he's basically said, my company's doing well.
Yeah.
However, I'm only going to play if I can play, really, pretty much, which is understandable.
Yeah.
So, can we just shove him in, or do we rely on Charlie Anderson, if, of course, the Carl Jacob injury is as serious as it
looks? Well, you've got to say that Anderson's got to be given a chance, hasn't he, I think?
Yes.
Because it's no good as having him on the bench for months and months and not trying him out, because
it's the Scott Cheatham syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah. If he's not good enough, we need to find out. And if he is good enough, he might keep his place. I mean, it could be a long term asset for us, but we just don't know until he's tried.
Well, he's got a decent pedigree, Sheffield United, and
well, yeah, he's been around. I don't know how much of it was down to his what would you say,
dad?
Yeah, you could say his dad. Yeah. Obviously, it opens doors. If your father was a former England player, people might maybe look at you in a different way.
Who else was like that? Darren Ferguson?
Yes, well, you know. Although, to be fair, with Darren Ferguson, his manager was reluctant to play him because he knew of what was going to come in terms of the stick. So he had to go away from United to make a career for himself.
That's true. But in the second half, then...
Second half, it really depends on whether FC want to go for a big win, or do we want to sit back and say we're 3-0 up, we'll think of the next game.
I mean, my question was going to be, obviously...
Substitutes might come into play next.
Hopefully we've got another 6 days before FC play again against Nantwich.
Yeah.
And is it a case of, do we go for a fourth, or do we play it safe, or do we go nuts and bring on Scott Cheatham and the Marder?
It would be nice to say to the players, go and bust the gut for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If we get another goal by the 60 minute mark, then we can make some resting changes. Yeah. Obviously, Cheatham's on the bench. He needs a bit of game time. We need to see a bit more of him.
And Amadi, of course.
We've got Amadi. Amadi would love 20 minutes, I'm sure, at this back four, five.
I'm forgetting Grimshaw, of course.
And Grimshaw, yeah, you're a big fan of Danny Grimshaw.
I am a big fan of Danny Grimshaw. I think Swampy's as well. I don't think I'm alone. But yeah.
I mean, the other thing is, if Norton gets injured, we need somebody to fill in for him. And Anadi, we really need to see him as well and see whether he's up to the task.
I mean, so far when he's come on, Norton's been on as well.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to try Anadi up front on his own.
Well, Norton has got his goal for the day, so he won't be too miffed if he comes off. I mean, obviously, Margie's got to look at this and say, I'm not just planning for the next 45 minutes, I'm planning maybe for the next few games of the season. Particularly with Jacobs injured, I mean, that doesn't look good at all, the way he went off.
It's also good to see Lee Neville back. Do you think we've suffered from... I mean, I'm thinking of Whitton and Hensford. Do you think we struggled without Lee Neville those games?
Well, it was Whitby, wasn't it?
Whitby
and...
Hensford.
Yeah.
It was Whitton as well, wasn't it? It wasn't at Whitton, was it?
No, he played at Whitton.
Did he play at Whitton?
Yeah. Oh,
right, Hensford.
That was his 100th game, I think, at Whitton.
Yeah, Hensford then.
Yeah, I think we did... Well, possibly. I think the players who've played at left-back have filled in very well. But whether we've it's cost us, because we had Jake Cottrell at left-back, which means we lost him in midfield. And then we had Jerome at left-back in midweek. And again, you know, you do pay a price a bit for moving players around, don't you? You know.
Anyway,
all said and done.
The teams are now out for the second half. Thank you as always, Paul.
Okay.
Paul's work is available online as the game wears on at www.constructivecoding.com/footballscores.php. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you, of course, by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. And while I'm talking to you, Armchair Army, and I am talking to you, Armchair Army, we need your donations, people. September is here, and the bills need paying. www.fcumradio.co.uk/donate. All donations are greatly received. Any money that's available, £1, £2, £3, £400, we'll take it all. Please get your donations in www.fcumradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can also tweet us during this game at FCUMRadio, stationfcumradio.co.uk. And don't forget also the text number 0161 850 1878. And just to confirm, it's now full time at Middleton Athletic, and it's finished there 6-0 to the FC United women's team, which is an amazing follow up to the 10-0 last week against Upper Mill Ladies. So promotion beckons, it seems, because Lee Sutton said on the radio last week that Middleton Athletic he sees as the main challengers, and they've wiped the floor.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the ladies team. But it's
women,
early days.
Women's team.
Women's team.
You've got to say women's, you can't say ladies.
I apologise.
I've been burnt already.
Well, I get confused because on actual official league tables and that, I see.
We see ladies.
So I would have thought he would call it women's team, but because I'd seen the word ladies used, I kind of thought that was all
You'd
right.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? But no, it's women's. Because
mm-hmm.
apparently you don't call a man a gentleman. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You kind of do.
Well, you do at Wimbledon. That's why they get away with the Wimbledon, because it's actually the gentleman's singles, isn't it?
Exactly. Teams are now out for the second half. Brian is not here though, but I'm going to hand over to James anyway.
Thank you very much, and FC in control here, 3-0 up, and off we go. And Henderson's still on the field. I was talking to our TV colleagues who felt that he's struggling, Henders, that he can't chase anything, and he's surprised Henders hasn't been taken off, but as he's been such a regular goal scorer. But there's a sub on here for Camel Leg, we should tell you. It's number 14, Aidan Horton, and clearly to give them some firepower. And Horton or Houghton, any Camel Leg fans happen to be listening, you can confirm which way we should go on the pronunciation debate, as Jerome Wright volleys that back towards his own keeper to take the free kick, and almost hits Henders in the head. Charlie Anderson now. So Stott, right hand side. Stott brings it across, he'll play it back to quite a heavy ball there. In fact, it was Birch playing across to Stott, who now appears to be in a left back position. Just looking, there's a substitute for FC, which is Scott Cheatham is on now, and Lee Neville is further forward on the left hand side. Just having a look for you, who has been removed from the action. as this is played forward now. Norton, right hand side, comes across here to Platt with a header, weak punch from Malloy. Neville Wright tries to get the second ball, can't do so. Scott Cheatham on the ball, plays it across to Birch.
We think it was number 5 who's come off
for
Houghton,
and this comes across and in it goes, and it's a goal. And it looks as though, wait a minute, is it given? Yes, yes it is. Now it looks like it was a cross, I think, from Johnson. I don't think Norton got the final touch on it, and I think it was just one of those that it was very difficult cross to defend, and Grogan, I think, was the hapless defender who put the ball into his own net.
Yes, so as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
By a goal.
Jones has come off for Horton.
Okay, Jones, that's Kyle Jones has come off for. And meanwhile, on the FC, ranks, is it Wolfenden?
I think it's break time now, isn't it? Let's rest a couple of players.
Wolfenden's still on. I apologise for this. Neville is back at left back. It's Adam Jones who's gone off. They're both the number 5, so the Joneses. Perhaps hoping not to confuse the commentators. And they both come off. So Adam Jones, of course, took a knock, and Neville has it now. Slides it forward for Jerome Wright. Cross ball. Now there's a chance here for a fifth. It's headed off the line, though, by Lee Atherton. And FC United really are turning it on now. Really good movement there, and FC United now threatening a deluge. FC United 4, Camel Laird 0. We played just a few minutes of this second half, and barring a footballing miracle, FC United on their way to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Jerome Wright swings in, it's a beauty, it's loose, it's Norton, it's cleared off the line again. I think it was Atherton, and this will be cleared.
Corner.
It's a corner. My goodness me. It was Norton there, and a really excellent corner from Wright. And Nicky Platt now will take the corner from the left. As FC United look to apply more pressure, up it goes. Headed away by Grogan. But it's only as far as Wright, who with Jinx inside there. Ball comes loose, it's a half-headed clear there by Stevens, and right there, appeared to be bundled off the ball, but nothing doing, says the referee, and Camel Laird will break, and Stevens has it there, but he's tackled by Neville, who come all the way across from the left there to see off that danger. Throw into Camel Laird, far side, and poor Stevens there got a bad bounce and lost control, and to throw in now to FC United. Scott Cheatham, the substitute, he'll play, bring it across the halfway line. He'll play a square ball out to Lee Neville though, the careless ball, which Porton heads, and goes out for a throw in to FC United. Neville with a quick throw in, Norton there towards the left corner flag as FC attack now. He's under a bit of pressure here, Norton, but he does well. He's hanging onto the ball here, still surrounded, and wins
well
the corner.
Played.
It's good composure there from Mike Norton, and it'll be Platt again with another corner for FC from the left hand side. And home side leading 4-0 here in this FA Cup tie. Platt swings it in, right footed, far post, goes over Stott's head. Wright collects it by the corner flag, right hand side, plays it back, intended for Stott, but it's intercepted, and it's a throw into FC. Wright can take a long throw here from the right. Plenty of height up there for FC. Anderson's up there, one of the two substitutes for FC. Right, oh, good long,
good
penetrative throw. Malloy hangs on to it well under pressure, and he beckons his side forward to try and make a break here. But Stott, with a good composed header, brings it down to Birch. Birch will bring it forward. Long ball forward for Wright. Wright here, the keeper commits himself, and in fact the flag went up. perhaps a little late, but I think Molloy had it covered anyway.
For those people wondering where Brian's got to, he's on his way down now, strolling.
As a senior commentator, that is his privilege. As a Hawk now has it left hand side, all nice work from him, but Anderson takes it off his toes there, and FC will bring this away. Chip forward there by Birch, long ball. Abberton with the header, gets it down nicely. Oh, Gibbler loses it, and Platno, can he time this pass? Yes, he can. Wolf, I don't know, but it's going to be Steve Ferrigan who picks that up there. He's under pressure, plays it in field to Atherton. Nice work from Atherton, back to Ferrigan, who'll ship this forward. I think that'll only be as far as Neville. Back header from Neville there, which Stott will play back to Worsnop. First time clearance from the keeper. Grogan heads it down, and it's Danny O'Brien. Plays it forward there for Henders. And Henders now will chip that forward neatly back to... Oh, that's really good work, O'Brien now. Well, he goes down, but very soft one there. And well, he didn't really even appeal there. Lost his footing, but a bit of contact with Neville. Neville with the clearance. So Norton, Norton battling with Grogan there. Grogan wins it, half wins it, but Norton wins it back. Just by the corner flag now. Good pressure from Grogan. And he wins the throw-in. Tackles Norton and the ball comes off him, off Norton, and throw into Camel Laird. FC United 4, Camel Laird 0, with 53 minutes gone. And time for Camel Laird to stage an amazing fight back, but they'd have to get started on that pretty soon, and the odds very much against it. And the FC are faithful, as you can hear, getting into good voice, not surprisingly, and the Molloy's clearance goes all the way back to his, all the way through to his opposite number, John Worsnop. And now it's Scott Cheatham playing in a midfield role, come on as a substitute over halfway, checks, plays it outright to Stott, who play this to Platt, who's under a little bit of pressure, and he'll play it back to Anderson. Charlie Anderson, son of Viv Anderson, for those of you who just joined us, playing as a substitute centre-back today for FC. Norton brings it back. And now it's chipped forward there from Cheatham. That's a good long ball there for Lee Neville. But Neville not able to keep up with it.
It's Birch is actually the one who's moved to right-back. Cottrell, Stott and Birch all look the same.
Yeah, so Birch is out right-back. You've got Cheatham's moved into Birch's role. Stott is now at
centre half,
and Neville is at left back. So Henders has it now. 18-yard box. Will he try one left-footed? Can't get any pace on it. Goes straight to Worsnop. There, the mini warning sign for FC. Can't quite relax just yet. Platt brings it forward. It's and plays it forward to Cheatham. Cheatham chips it forward, left footed
ball.
Nice ball, just a little bit too far there for Wolfenden, and good alertness from Molloy. Cheatham though, a few nice touches from him, but Camel Laird have it now, and it's Danny O'Brien. Ball comes forward. Grogan plays it forward. Anderson with a heavy challenge, and that will be a free kick.
Just before Brian comes back on, a tweet in from Tom Melia, listening to SG on radio. He really, 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 really wants Chester FC to get FC in the second round qualifier. I couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest with you.
That would be
considering our status at Chester currently.
And Chester, maybe he's a Chester fan.
Free kick now from
referee wants it retaken. It's Danny O'Brien who's will be retaking this free kick. And a few words from the referee, Miss Hodgkinson, to Charlie Anderson and Jamie Henders. Just to cool it in there. The usual argy-bargy going on as before the corner of the free kick comes over. Here it comes. It's had a bit too far. Oh, well, it's not, didn't deal with it cleanly, but parries it, and then it was Dave Birch who clears it. Throw in.
Did I miss anything while I was struggling here?
You missed a goal.
Dressed and undressed.
You missed a goal.
Who scored?
It was an own goal.
Oh, right.
I think, right. It was,
serves him right for having so many men behind the
just
ball.
Just check with our statistician that he agrees that it was an own goal. Indeed it was, and
Stato says it was. It was.
See, I didn't think it was Atherton. I thought it was. I thought it was Grogan, but it was an own goal.
Can I just say as well, happy birthday to Stato Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul. There's Paul Hinson, our statistician. He's worked so hard for the club. Sends us a big package of preparatory statistics and so on before every game. And a fat lot of good it does.
Does anyone know anything about Scott Cheatham? Anything?
Oh. Now that's, well, that's below the belt. Carlos Rocker will get a half an hour run out here, which will be enjoyable, no doubt. Normally doesn't play in this period of the match. Normally gets substituted.
He's not normally going off now, isn't he?
2 minutes, and so he might find that it's almost like he's caught in some strange time warp.
Yeah.
Where he's in the last half hour of a football match. It's already 4-0. He's got feet like lightning, and the crowd and the visitors bring it forward. So all. Joker's played now by FC, and there's a shot by Henders which goes wide. It's FC United with, well, they'll play over half an hour of this game now with these 11 players, and we hope there'll be no injury. But clearly, Jerome Wright being rested, he's had an excellent game. He's a big contribution to this 4-0 lead that FC United have. And time for him to put his feet up till next Saturday. Home game against Nantwich. Charlie Anderson heads it. Birch, Platt, nice first time balls, and Scott Cheatham now will play it across to Lee Neville. That's brilliant, yeah. Done inside. Can he get this across?
Oh, good block, lad.
But it was O'Brien who intervened, and FC have possession back now on the halfway line. Stopped to Platt. See number 8, and Scott Cheatham will thread this through to Neville, who's he's playing as a striker at the moment.
Well, he's bagged one already. Obviously, fancies another.
It's Sean Richards, much more effective goal-scoring left back than his fellow number 3 at Big United.
Yep.
Always flatters to deceive.
He certainly does.
In that respect, but anyway. Malloy has it.
Got some interesting FA Cup stats.
Go on then.
Okay, the biggest victories for FC so far, the top 5. Sheffield FC away, that's 3-1. Then Radcliffe Borough 3-0.
Unlucky.
Woodley Sports 4-1. Norton and Stockton Ancients 5-2. Is joint top scoring with Trafford 5-2, which goes back to 2007.
So FC United have a chance here to better their largest margin of victory. Concentrate. I just saw Lee Neville doing some stretching there. I hope that wasn't a sign of any injury or anything. Tight hamstring, anything like that. Stock heads it. Back to Anderson, who will play this back to Wurstop. The 16 Josh
the
substitution for Camelot, number 16 Josh Hughes is on there.
I've got to out Ben, he's dancing all the now to a Herman's Hermit, so
it wasn't, I was dancing to be open.
Oh, your iPod on.
He's headed on and on the pressure there, Atherton. Oh dearie me, Josh Malloy clears it, hits our substitute Carlos Rocker on the head, and could have been a headed goal.
Well, that had cannoned in, that would have been it, wouldn't it?
Would have been an accidental goal.
That's the only kind of header that Carlos has ever liked at this corner.
So you keep saying.
Then again, you know, 2 foot tall, everything should be a header for him, shouldn't it?
Well, I shall pass on your remarks to Carlos, and I speak to him after the game. very, very interested.
I mean, Lou McCarry got more headed goals than a lot of 6 foot two centre forwards, didn't he?
Okay, but and Carlos Rocca doesn't have a chip shop outside the ground, right? So anyway, back on the field, round about the halfway line, Camel Laird have it, chipping forward. Carlos Rocca gives away a throw in the end. Nice work from Dysart. Plays the ball off him. Throw into Camel Laird, left hand side, 10 yards inside FC territory. Henders tries a fancy volley pass there, which goes out of play. That's an FC throw in deep inside their own territory, right hand side.
Well, Laird's are definitely a lot more aggressive going forward now. They're down to a back four from a back nine.
And they, it was a back eight before.
Yeah.
Don't exaggerate.
Until we got the ball, then it
was
with
accurate journalism here, not the man in the pub on the microphone.
Give over.
So it's played forward. Anderson plays it forward. Flat. Not quite control that. Plays it back to Anderson. Anderson, first time ball and a careless one. Let's give possession to Cameron Laird. Orton the sub.
Go on, neither him.
Neville now the ball. Camel Laird having forced all the way back there. Some good pressing by Neville. He's in an advanced position now.
What are the chances of him getting back in his own half at some stage?
And Neville perhaps fancying more goals, maybe a hat trick. FA Cup hat trick. Nice thing to be able to tell the grandchildren.
Go on, Carlos.
Carlos Rocca. Oh, with a good cross there. North waits. Ooh, gets ahead on it. No, Neville, but it's.
Well played, Carlos.
Sean Richards who does the needful. And concedes a corner.
You know, that's the Carlos Rocca we know and love, that, isn't it? Skinned the fullback there and drilled in a beautiful cross.
So, here's Stephen Johnson. He's a cross there, and we're stopped. He came in, but the ball goes over the bar.
Good ball, that, Jono.
Also unusual to see both Johnson and Rocca on the field at the same time. In games so far this season, it's tended to be a case of Rocca playing about half an hour and then Johnson taking over from him.
I'm just wondering what Carlos is going to do when he hears a full time whistle, because he's normally dressed, isn't he, by
now? That's right, yeah.
He's absolutely baffled. Where's everybody going?
That's right, yeah. Is the game stopped then? Is that what happens? So, Horton with a header on towards Anders, but FC will deal with this. So nicely done by Neville. We play a long ball forward towards Mike Norton.
That's a great ball, that.
Norton,
good head, lad.
But important header from Dysart.
Quite a surprise there to see Neville in his own half.
Brian plays it forward and Henders comes back to get it.
Well then, Wolfe.
Wolfenden with a good challenge and he plays it out right and Rocca beautifully done there. And now Norton has it. Passed in field to Cheetham with dummies and leaves it for Platt. And now Neville will bring this forward left hand side. Plenty of space. Platt now has it about 30 yards.
That's
out.
A great
chip
ball. Platt, unlucky.
Oh, it's too strong.
Yeah, it's a bit too straight. I thought he got more of an angle on there for Norton's run.
But still 4-0 here. FC United lead against Camel Laird. And we have played almost 65 minutes. So 25 minutes to go here. Horton had just drifted offside, and that will be a free kick to FC United, which will be taken quickly. Platt now has it halfway line across the centre circle, surveys his options, finds Carlos Rocca on the right hand side. Rocca plays it back, and it's Birch who plays it to, and now it's over to Neville. Neville, and now it's Stephen Johnson. Johnson plays it across to Platt. Patient football there, and poor football.
I've got an email in from Jill Robinson. In his facts and figures before today's game, Stato Paul stated Camel Laird beat Bartow Town Old Boys in Humberside. This is in fact North Lincolnshire.
Well, thanks for that. Well, Paul, consider yourself too.
Thank you very much, and apologies to the people from Humberside and North Lincolnshire.
You can't beat a geography lesson in an FA Cup.
Oh, here we go. And now it's Wolfenden bringing it forward about 30 yards out. Square ball. Carlos Rocca, right hand side. Rocca now, penetrating run. Can he get this across? Yes, he can. Low ball, no! Yes! 5-0.
Beautiful goal.
Regulation goal there. Rocca. leaving the left fullback for dead. Low cross in, none marked, and you have to say, well, FC really in control and taking advantage to some extent of some pretty demoralised looking defending now from Camel Laird.
Well, that left back is definitely demoralised. He's been at him three times, Rocker, and skinned him every time. And that was, as you said, regulation. I hit the byline, squared it. There you go. And Dyson wraps it in.
Dyson is the skipper, of course, the left back. He seems to be slightly remonstrating with Malloy, the keeper. I can't imagine it was about that.
Give over.
Nothing about the skip. I don't know whether.
Norton banging one in from 6 yards.
Maybe he was just asking. Maybe Dyson was saying, could I go in goal for a bit?
Another email come in. Good luck to FC United in the FA Cup. Hope you go as far as last season, from Nigel and Danielle.
Well, we've gone further than
that. That's an ironic comment. I
what was the season before?
As Horton, rather.
Well played, lad.
As long cross there goes, ball comes loose. Rocker will pick it up by his own right-hand corner flag, and then he seems to be obstructed by Henders.
And we've got today's attendance. It's 1,024.
Which is a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, not good, not bad.
But it's with these early rounds of the cup competitions, it tends to be what happens. You just thought maybe because of the cup run a couple of years ago, whether it would caught the imagination of a few more fans, particularly with no domestic senior league football, Premier League football, and so on this weekend. But
people. Substitution: Carol Laird, replacing number 10, Joaquin Luru. 15, Freddie Potter.
So Freddie Potter on number 15 for Camel Laird, and all the hands have been dealt now by both teams.
Go on,
that's out to Neville.
Go on, Neville.
And the defender losing it there. That was the.
It was unconventional defending, that wasn't it?
Potter. Yeah. That's been brought on. I'm sure he's really pleased to be brought on as a defender. The team trailing 5-0 under the cosh. And now in midfield position, it's Steve Ferrigan. And Freddie Potter appears to have gone to right back. And now it's O'Brien. O'Brien over halfway.
Clumsy effort there by Platy.
Played back and. That was a bit of a loose ball. And Potter, though, manages to collect it. As they bring it forward now, Horton.
Well done, Stotty. Very confident in the defending there.
Worse not now with the clearance. The wind very much now in the faces of FC United. Neville. Oh, nicely done by Paul. Plays it out right to Richards. First time ball, but Cheatham intervenes. And Johnson on the left hand side will bring this forward. Plenty of space for him. Rocker running forward. Too strong from Johnson. And Dysart will clear.
Well,
but
there,
good alertness from Birch. And under pressure, real good terrier stuff from FC, not letting Camel Laird settle on the ball, despite FC having this 5-0 lead. And it's a throw, ends up as a throw into FC United.
You said
the halfway line.
The work rate and the energy levels of FC today have been absolutely phenomenal.
So, Stott, back out to Lee Neville. Cheatham suggests an infield ball, but it's chipped forward to Norton, who's on a hat trick. And Freddie Potter brings it forward for Camel Laird, and Henders does nicely there. Horton almost drifted offside, but
Young Anderson's injured now.
And that's not something, and he's staying down, and well, it's one of those things, isn't it?
He just jarred his knee then as he turned. A bit of a stumble, caught his studs in the turf. Looks in a bit of pain.
20 minutes to go. FC United 5, Camel Laird 0. Two goals from Norton, an own goal. First goal was from Lee Neville, and also a goal from Jerome Wright. So he's in control, but we've got already had two injuries to defenders today. Kyle Jacobs went off in the first in the opening minutes for a heavy challenge. He limped off. Adam Jones picked up a knock in the first half, played till half time, then he was replaced. And now we've got Charlie Anderson, the tall centre back, son of Viv Anderson. He's now lying down, getting some treatment from the physio. And it may be that if he's picked up a bad one here, FC might have to hobble on with 10 men, but he's on his feet, he's limping to the touchline, accompanied by the physio. That looks like a pretty serious limp to me.
Really uncomfortable there, doesn't it?
Well,
it doesn't help that he's got legs like a flamingo. Incredibly thin legs then for a player at this level.
So,
it's good. Now he's pulled his socks down, they're even thinner.
So, worse not. Nor takes it on the chest. Brilliant. A lot of pressure. Drogon's all over him, but FC have the ball. Scott Cheatham now left hand side. Plays it back. Oh, and that was a good tackle left. That was Ferriga now in midfield. As Johnson, he's got Rocker. He wants that ball right hand side.
Go on,
got
Carlos.
It. Carlos Rocker. Oh, nice ball there for a beautiful ball. Johnson. Ooh!
Well done, keeper.
But it's still loose. Cheatham now. He'll play it back.
Ball pass.
But good work from Rocker.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant, but then loses the ball.
What a fabulous turn that was.
Yeah, wonderful piece of skill. Well, what appears to be happening with Anderson, he's been bandaged on both legs.
He's been mummified, not bandaged.
Meanwhile, it's a throw into FC.
No, they're just trying to make his Carlos legs look a bit bigger.
Carlos Rocker, the ball. Rocker has it right hand side. He's got Platt in space. It's behind him infield. Platt with a low shot takes a deflection, but not enough pace on it to trouble Malloy in the end.
And the deflection took it towards the keeper there by way of a change.
Anderson looking as though he may be okay to continue. Foul by Platt. Just see now as Anderson trying to get the referee's attention so he can get back on. The referee has his back to play though. So Camel Laird have it. Grogan inside their own territory brings it into the centre circle, slides it forward, and they lose possession. Platt though gives away possession, and this is a ball that's played out right now to Sean Richards, and a decent
tackle
from Cheatham. Henders. Henders still, he plays it forward there. That was nicely done. And Richard's wild left foot shot. Really wild.
Dreadful. He did done so well.
Really
up to
nice 1-2 with Henders. So Henders perhaps not taking as bad a knock as our colleagues in the TV position thought, because he has appeared to last the whole game, and you wouldn't think that if he was carrying a knock, be worth keeping him on, really.
I think he's a bit of a diva.
Not wanting to be judgmental, but
I said I think.
Yeah. So Stott. So that plays it out to Lee Neville. Plays it forward, and Rocker made the run, but it was won by and that's come loose to Norton, who chips it for Johnson. Norton will want that FA Cup hat-trick if he possibly can. The ball is played back though to Neville, and Platt has it just over a quarter of an hour remaining. 5-0 FC United lead. Slid through, that was intended for Rocker, but it's too strong.
Tell you what, Nicky Platt today is reminding me of Paul Scholes. He's had so much space.
What do you mean, the way the defenders don't close him down?
No, did they? You know, people always say, oh, they give Scholes too much space, but a player of this quality just makes it, doesn't he?
He's a very intelligent footballer, and 15 minutes to go, and is there another injury? Because,
Anderson's down again.
Again, and I think he's going to have to go off, you know. I mean, it does reduce FC to 10 men, but there's really no point in
having. I think we'll have Carlos at centre half.
Yeah, well, you laugh now, Anderson will come off. Well, we've had a real epidemic of defensive injuries today for FC United. Jacobs off early. Adam Jones took a knock. He went off at half time. And now the substitute, Charlie Anderson, has had a decent game since he came on, but he's off injured now. And we'll have to hope that some of these injuries clear up fairly quickly. Our FC could be fairly light in terms of full time defenders, mind you. The goal scoring is goal scoring has been such today that hasn't proved to be an issue. So, Anders was a bit of it. He tried to make it look like he'd been.
He was definitely being a diva there, wasn't he?
He was certainly exaggerating.
Screaming his place down.
but nothing doing, said the referee, and careless ball. And they win back possession, Camel Laird. It's a free kick, and Ref C can complete their largest ever FA Cup win today. 5-2 is the highest margin of victory before this, and they lead 5-0 here with about 13 and a half minutes remaining. That's a free kick. Number of Camel Laird players standing over this one. And it's Grogan who will have a shot.
Of sorts.
Which will not trouble the keeper.
Didn't even trouble the ball boys. It troubled the people at the back of the stand.
The ball boys got to go up to row H to go and locate it. But,
good spot from that young lad there.
Yes, indeed. And he plays it back in to Worstop.
Does anyone want a vegan sandwich?
No. No. No one in the world wants a vegan sandwich. The swamp is ill as a result.
We could do a competition. Would you like if you'd like to win a vegan sandwich? It needs to be collected from Gig Lane before 5:30 of health and safety regulations. So, whistle goes for a throw-in to FC. The ball gone out of play. So, Lee Neville. Scott Cheatham inside his own territory and plays it to Wolfenden. Wolfenden plays it out to Norton, right hand side. Plays it in now to Rocker, can't quite take that. But Norton has it back.
Good tackle.
Nicely tackled there by Dysart. I think better luck with Norton than he has done with Rocker the past 20 minutes or so. And FC United players with a week off now until Saturday when Nantwich visit for an important league game.
I'm sure they'll present stiffer opposition than this because they've been poor today, lads. There's no doubt about that.
Sometimes you can only play as well as you're allowed to play. And FC have kept the ball.
Yeah, we have worked very, very hard.
Composed football. Here's Rocker on the right hand side. Well, brings that inside. Dysart is looking for his options. A good square ball in. Johnson may be tempted here. Hits Grogan, and the ball will be a throw in for FC United. There's their attack on the right, but 10 yards from the Camel Laird. Corner flag. Flat. This is hoofed in. That's too high for Norton, who was a bit surprised by that. Gives a bit of a glare to the crosser of the ball, and I think for Stephen Johnson. So FC's name will be in the hat for the draw for the second qualifying round. And this ball comes out.
Good head, Scott. Well played, lad.
Thornton has it right hand side for Camel Laird, plays it back. And that's all. That's nicely worked by Enders to Horton. Now right hand side, can he get this ball across? Oh my goodness.
What was he thinking then?
I think he lost all composure. He in attendance was Scott Cheatham, but Horton, he suddenly decided to have a shot, but almost as if the net was 15 yards to the left of where it was.
He's a reprogramming her, don't
it? It was. Yes. Awful. Take a U-turn and return to the 18-yard box. So,
great work, FC. Wish we were there. Thanks for the great commentary, guys. That's from Pete and Christopher listening in a garden in Lincolnshire. Would say Humberside, wouldn't they, Paul?
Are you really in Lincolnshire? Are you sure about that?
Thanks for that. You're very welcome.
Thank you. This is very kind, and we've enjoyed bringing you this. Nice football from FC, and I think the one thing left in this game is could Norton pick up that FA Cup hat trick?
Well, Neville certainly thinks he can.
Well, Neville needs another two, that's the difference. And with 10 minutes remaining, just under, plenty of time maybe for both. So, being brought forward here by Freddie Potter over halfway for Camel Laird, that's a nice through ball. But Neville was alert, Cheatham has it, and
good football.
Good work, and Platt, that's really worked. Johnson has it now, inside FC territory. And that'll be out to Rocker.
Good.
A willing recipient of these.
Carlos.
Skins Dysart. He's enjoying himself, Rocker, and he'll win a corner. Now then.
He has absolutely terrorised that left back since he came on, hasn't he?
Such a skillful footballer, Carlos Rocca. End product sometimes lacking, but he really is a gem. And he looks as though he's enjoying his football this afternoon.
When he's on, he's just unplayable, isn't he?
So he'll play this corner. He'll be looking for an outswinger, right? Sides towards Norton, but Atherton will deal with it.
Norton should have attacked.
Henders. Heavy chest there from Stott, and the ball's been played all the way back now. And Birch with the clearance towards Norton. Dysart will head. And O'Brien there will play it back, and Malloy, the keeper, will play it back out to Freddie Potter. Potter to Richards, back to Potter. Grogan. Played back to Dysart. Dysart plays it forward.
Terrible touch.
Sort of heavy touch. Lucky possession there, Anders, and he's keeping going, the big number nine. He's got Richards out right. That's quite a heavy ball, but Richards will keep it in, and he'll play this cross. It's a nice cross to Horton.
Started. Well played.
Yeah, good work. Important work from Stott as Horton came in. So Ferrigan, square ball. Potter will try one here, and it's a good shot.
Good stop.
Good power, but not enough placement on it, really, and no shot collects.
Nicky Platt's injured, yeah?
Yes, Platt just limping a bit gingerly, but maybe he can run it off.
Man up, Platty, man up.
So, Norton takes it nicely. Can he win this? Yes, he can. And the pressure from Grogan, and Grogan fouls Norton in the end. And FC can got a free kick here about 25 yards out. Rocket takes it quickly. No great. And Rocket loses the ball.
Finally done something wrong.
Not a great fan of quick free kicks myself. They rarely lead to a good end product. But anyway, FC have it back now. And Johnson to Platt. Platt will play this across to the left, but it's easily cut out. And Horton will bring this forward for Camel Laird, right hand side. Norton checking back. Horton still has it. And Neville will easily deal with him. We'll get this.
Well played,
there was a foul anyway, with Horton carrying on with the challenge.
Well played.
The referee spots it, but says play on, nobody's injured there. Scott Cheatham with a square ball. And it's Stephen Johnson now, number seven for FC. We'll bring this over halfway. He'll try a long raking ball for Carlos Rocca. It's too far. I thought it was for Birch, and it was too far anyway. 5-0 FC lead, just 6 minutes remaining. Camelot have it deep inside their own territory. Grogan, Potter, right hand side, plays it forward. Poor ball. Platt takes it. He'll play it back to Lee Neville, and Neville in turn back to Worsnop. Johnson back to Platt. Platt has got Cheatham on his own left. Poor ball from Platt. Potter cuts it out. Potter with a run across halfway. Now it's Richards. Richards will play it back to Ferrigan. Ferrigan along the line to Michael Grogan. Along the line to Atherton. Back to Steve Ferrigan now. Plays it back to Potter. And Ferrigan now will hoof this forward, and that'll be a comfortable catch.
Even with 10 men, we've got the better on. You know, we're still closing them down, aren't we? Everybody's up the gear by 10% to make up for playing with 10. Stephen Johnson's covering a hell of a lot of ground. Nicky Platt's available for everything.
Platt now in the centre circle to Johnson. Platt play this out to Scott Cheatham, left hand side. Plays it first time ball in for Norton. Norton, nice little back heel there, and now FC have it again. It's Johnson.
Carlos making a run there.
It's really picked up. Platt there out to Norton, who's dropped to the right hand side. Plays it all the way back to Birch and back to Stott. FC happy just to play keep ball now. That's back to Stott. Stott now will bring this forward. Play forward to Johnson under pressure. He does well there, Johnson. And he fights for that ball, but there's one there by O'Brien.
We're a bit fortunate there, O'Brien.
And FC win it back though. It's Platt.
A bit of a lunge there, but he just happened to get the ball.
And Birch, right hand side. Long ball forward, Rocker.
Go on, Carl.
The run to keep this in. Outpaces Dysart, and the rest of the flag's gone up for free something. Kick. It's a free kick. No. Dysart looks askance at the referee's assistant there.
It's a bit of a nudge on Rocker.
Chris Thompson there. So. It's played in there by Birch. Cut out.
And, well, in
Wolfenden now has it. Left hand side plays it back to Lee Neville. Square ball. Platt plays it forward. This is Birch now, centre field. There's a lot of space there. Looking for options. Johnson. Back to Birch. Birch will chip this forward in the direction of Norton.
Unlucky. Norton's offside.
Just offside. Would have been tight. Just under 3 minutes remaining now. FC United and Manchester 5, Camel Laird 0. First qualifying round of the FA Cup.
Well done, Carlos. Great work. Ball's back with John Worsnop now.
Worsnop there will clear this.
I said long and high, but it's just high.
Can the Rocker keep this in? Heavy challenge.
Of course.
If he can, and he that's hoofed forward for Norton, right on the right touchline there. Norton keeps it in. He's a bit of support there. He's not getting anyone. A couple of players jogging up. And he's a judge to have fouled Dysart there, and
got a bit frustrated there, didn't he?
Okay, now FC hang on to a clean sheet here with 2 minutes remaining. Heading for their highest ever FA Cup win here. Grogan bringing it forward for Camel Laird. The yellow shirts piling forward. That's nicely done there. This is Richards.
Well in. Great tackle, Scotty.
And a goal kick. Ball has come back off Richards. Richards didn't seem to think so.
I think he was right too. It should have been their first corner.
Well, I don't know about that. But in any event, it's a goal kick to FC United. Here's Stott.
You might as well give it Nicky Platt. Everyone else has.
And it's Platt now. Johnson, Neville, no worse, no. The referee could blow his whistle really now.
Yeah.
So Platt brings it forward. There's a minute left of the 90 minutes.
Go on,
Rocker just couldn't quite beat the offside trap, such as it was. Mistimed his run. Let's say created his own offside trap by starting running.
They didn't catch him offside. They
demoralised side. And
they were pretty demoralised at half time, weren't they?
So, Potter, right hand side for Camel Laird. Can they just get something out of this game? A consolation. Poor cross there, worst not collect.
I think they came out with a plan A, which was a 0-0 draw, and they had no plan B.
So. Well, that was a poor ball, and good alertness there from O'Brien, and he wins a free kick. Careless ball there, and good to see Camel Laird there. It was Danny O'Brien who was alert there, still hungry for the game, and they have a free kick here, about 35 yards out, quite close to the left-hand touchline.
Yeah. Even Norton's going back to defend this. It's 90 minutes on the clock. 5-0.
They want that clean sheet, and it comes.
Good.
Headed by John.
And there's the final whistle. No added time.
Well,
we're in the hat.
So FC United, well, congratulations to Carl Marginson and the coaching staff and the team for a very, very accomplished performance this afternoon.
Very, very accomplished. 5-0,
and it was 3-0 at half time. The goals started by Lee Neville. Superb finish from him. Jerome Wright got the second, and then Norton got the third. It was a 3-0 scoreline at half time. An own goal straight after half time killed any faint chances Camel Laird may have had of making some sort of comeback. And then the fifth goal was a second one for Michael Norton. And but the only downside was a series of injuries for FC defenders. Carl Jacobs, the skipper, went off, hobbled off early on for a heavy challenge. He was replaced by Charlie Anderson, who himself turned awkwardly quite deep into the second half, tried to stay on, but in the end he had to go on. And in between all that, Adam Jones had picked up a knock in the first half, kept going till half time, and then was taken off. So we'll find out if,
Anderson's up and walking anyway.
He isn't going well too bad. So hopefully it's nothing too serious. But
Carlos, sort your boots out, lad. They are horrendous.
Carlos, I'm not seeing Carlos. Yes, he's got a bright colour boots as well. Not quite as bright as Jamie Henders, but so the next game for FC United is a league game, home to Nantwich next Saturday. And well, that's a game that FC are looking to win. FC fourth in the table.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot tighter next week for sure.
And the just so you know, just to your mind, Rose, the vegan sandwiches have been won, have been claimed. And
Les has got the consolation prize.
One of our loyal supporters in front of us here. He's taking them over his wife, so he doesn't have to cook it.
I felt like Peter Schmeichel there, giving away the gloves, giving him the sandwiches.
Fantastic.
And Swampy, if you're listening, your vegan sandwiches are in safe hands. And, it's been excited.
Oh, sorry, Paul. There you go. No, you're still on.
Yeah, no, I just think that's what you'd hope for. I think the encouraging thing for me was the way they were patient and kept possession and did what they had to do. This time last season, we were beaten 1-0 by Lancaster City, and that wasn't a pleasant experience at all. And this team had to be patient early on. First 25 minutes, Camel led, very deep, defended in numbers, but once the first goal came, FC didn't look back.
Well, thank you always to James and to Brian for a lovely afternoon's commentary. I thought it was delightful.
Well, thank you, and thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next Saturday.
By the way, James, before you go, can you do me a favour? Can you take those two trays back to the kitchen?
Were we on air? You mean I've been humiliated on air now? All the people think that I carry sandwiches.
No. It's to help me out. Of course, I will. Thank you, James.
I jest.
Thank you.
We're hands on here at FC.
All hands to the pump.
Just a little, before I go, a little plug for anyone. I'm involved in something called JB Shorts. It's been going now for 4 years. We're doing our eighth set of six 50-minute plays, all world premieres by established television writers. And the play I've written this time is called Red. It's set on the night when Rochdale played FC United. It's about a fictitious couple, one of whom's a big FC fan, Graham, and his wife Claire, who's still a Man United fan. So it's kind of comedy and with a bit of edge about the football politics of FC and Man United against the backcloth of that evening where Rochdale played FC in the first round of the FA Cup 2 years ago. And if you fancy it, it's 9th to the 20th of October at the Joshua Brooks in Manchester, part of that evening of 6 15-minute plays. Always a good night, and get along if you can. We'll get a few more plugs about that as we get nearer the time.
And do you have to book in advance?
It's £6 on the Rochdale, it's a pound a play, as it were.
At the Joshua Brooks?
Joshua Brooks.
Downstairs,
and it's always a good night. You know, you can take your drink in, and there's a nice interval in the middle, so... And if one play doesn't float your boat, there's another one coming along in a few minutes.
Well, thanks, James.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Good plug, as always.
And, see you next week.
Yes, and speaking of next week, that will be bringing you that live FC United against Nantwich Town back into league. And the FA Cup draw, incidentally, will be tomorrow lunchtime, I think. And we're going to try and cover it on the Twitter feed as best we can. That's at FCUM Radio. This programme's been brought to you by constructivecoding.com and, of course, you delightful people, the Armchair Armet. I'm assuming Marv is still in bed because Marv is deeply hungover from a late night drinking session. I went to record the Shindig Breakfast Show this morning at half eight. He comes wandering down the road, still in the same clothes he wore yesterday. So I can only imagine how he's feeling right now. So get well soon, Marv, and get well soon, Swampy. Swampy hopefully will be back next week, as well as the full commentary team lineup of Swampy, James. I'm not sure if Roy Stewart will be here, and Brian, of course.
just getting some gear down. This programme's been brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. Our congratulations as well to the FC United women's team this afternoon, who won their second game 6-0 away from home at Middleton Athletic, who Lee Sutton described last week as one of the title rivals to the FC United women's team. So the women's team win that game 6-0, which is a cracking result. Here in the FA Cup first round qualifier, it's finished 5-0 to FC United and Manchester. A cracking result for the Reds. FA Cup draw tomorrow, hopefully on our Twitter feed. Other than that, have a glorious evening, people. Up next is the Rambling Mancunian, Bill Mitten, with a lot of folk, a lot of blues, a lot of quality music coming up, and a whole evening's worth of quality entertainment, so stick around for that. I'm going to end with a song, but before I go, don't forget to donate www.fcumradio.co.uk/donate. I've been Ben. Thank you to James. Thank you to Brian. Thank you to Statle Paul. And of course, thank you to you for listening.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.